It's 93 degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Elon Musk's SpaceX AI has secured approval to build another data center across the street from its current controversial facility in the Memphis area. The massive server farms are located immediately over the state line in South Haven, Mississippi. The Commercial Appeal reports that the town's planning commission gave unanimous approval to an additional 660,000 square foot data storage facility. The land used to belong to the city. To secure it, SpaceX AI offered a land swap plus $40 million. As WPLN has reported, the two hyperscale data centers already up and running on the campus generate dangerously loud levels of noise. They are powered primarily by gas-fueled turbines. The company also draws a large amount of water to cool the facility. Officials with Memphis Light, Gas, and Water recently said they expect the campus to be one of the utility's top water users by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the city of Memphis is considering a temporary moratorium on data centers. Concerns about mismanagement could complicate the sale of Williamson County's hospital. Williamson Health announced Ascension St. Thomas had the winning bid back in July. That was before a medication mix-up at the system's Midtown Hospital left four surgical patients paralyzed for at least several days. In a new report, state investigators blamed multiple system failures and a, quote, culture of overall nonconformance. News Channel 5's Jennifer Krause told our Daily Show This Is Nashville, the conversation has shifted.
Since the state report has come out and more has come out about what went wrong, there has been more concern. What I'm told is at the specially called commission meeting is that the board can decide whether or not to send it back to the board of the hospital and say, hey, start the process all over again. We want to take another look at all of this and maybe see if there's another hospital system that's better for us.
That meeting is scheduled for Wednesday. It was called so commissioners could vote on the next step of carrying out the deal, signing a non-binding letter of intent. That would include new details on the sale. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.